forgetful.
Well, I have my problems, though. I think the following interview was conducted with Edward Elliott, a president for the Purdue University Oral History Project. It took place on Monday, June 26, 2006, at his home at 122 Windy Hill Drive, Lafayette, Indiana. The interviewer is Catherine Marquis, oral history librarian.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to start. Tell us where were you born and a little bit about your background and things of that sort.
Well, I was born in Madison, Wisconsin, January 11, 1915. Okay. My father was at the University of Wisconsin then. Then we moved to Montana, where he was a chancellor of the state universities out there. And we lived in Helena from then until we moved to Lafayette in 1922, when he came to Purdue. And that's when I came to Lafayette. And so my earliest days were in Montana, and then Lafayette. Kind of Indiana has been hometown for me. So.
How old were you when your father came?
Seven.
7 years old. You have brothers, any siblings? Brothers?
Yeah, I was the youngest of four. My oldest brother was John. Went to Harvard. Actually went to Dartmouth, then Harvard. And then my sister Suzanne went to Vassar. My sister Marion went to Wellesley, and I went to Purdue. Went to Highland School and Jefferson High School and Purdue.
Tell us a little bit about your call when you were in high school. Is there any particular clubs or activities that you were involved in? Is that Jeff High School here?
Yeah. Well, athletics.
Played. The Highland School, is that?
No, Highland's a great school.
Is that still around, though?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Now, it was a new school when I went there. My first school was in Vocational, which was right downtown Lafayette. And then they built the Highland School, and that's where I went. You know where that is?
Tell me where it's located.
Well, it's just north of the, you know where Owen Street is, and it's right, close to North, Owen and North, 4th Street North, east of that. And I'm trying to think of the first school I went to was right downtown. They call it a vocational school. I was there for about one grade there, and then went to Highland, and then went to Jeff, and then Purdue, and...
What, you said you were five when you came here from Montana? How old were you when your father, when you came here?
I thought I was seven. 1922, I was born in 1915 in Madison, and then we moved to Montana, and then I grew up really in Lafayette. And
that school that you talked about that was originally downtown, you call the general area that it was located in?
It's still there.
Oh, is it?
It's at the corner of, I think it's still there, 4th. Mixed up myself here, but I think it's still down there. But I'm not even sure of that now at the moment.
When you were getting ready to graduate from high school, had you thought of any other schools, or did you sort of think that Purdue was where you wanted to go? Since I noticed your siblings went to other schools.
Well, basketball was my big deal then, and I wanted to see if I could make the Purdue team, and I did. In spite of me, we won 3 Big Ten championships.
Tell us a little bit about that. basketball?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah. And grade school, Highland School, and then Jeff High School, and then Purdue. And as I say, in spite of me, we won the Big Ten every year.
Who was the
John Wooden was my hero. He graduated the year I entered, so I didn't play with John. I just, Dutch Fehring was, I don't know whether you know that name or not, but Fehring. He was captain of the team in my junior year. We didn't play, freshmen didn't play in those early years.
Only sophomores, juniors?
Yeah. During those early years, that's the way it was. But anyway, I ended up being at Purdue when they were doing very well. Piggy Lambert was the name of the coach. And
did you play in the games were in Lambert Fieldhouse? Is that where you played?
Yes. I'm trying to think.
Were the championships with the Big Ten or?
Yeah, we won the Big Ten. No, we didn't do that.
Okay. Mostly the Big Ten.
Yeah.
The championship was a lot different.
Right.
Okay. Tell us about when you were at Purdue. Did you live at home or did you live on campus? Tell us a little bit about campus life when you were.
Well, I pledged Phi Delta Theta, and I was a member of Phi Delta Theta fraternity. And I did live at the house part of the time, but I was basically at home most of the time. You know where the Fidel house is? It's right across the street from the library. Still there, the same fraternity house.
Is that the one on the, which one across from the, one across from Grissom Hall, or?
Yeah, it's got big white pillars, and you can't miss it. Mechanical engineering.
Do you recall any of the, what was the campus like, campus activities at that time? Were you in any of the other clubs or anything of that sort?
No, I guess I was. I can't remember doing much other than athletics and fraternity stuff. Probably was, but should get out of yearbook. Yeah, I fired at the Germans. think of one particular guy from Michigan, Chase Osborne, who he was ended up being governor of Michigan. Well, I'm drawing a blank on my memory. It's just,
you met Amelia Earhart.
Yeah, I did. I got to know Amelia very well. Well, she was here and I was a student, and I drove her around and got well acquainted with her and her Putnam, George Putnam, also her husband.
Did you interact when they were on campus? You gave her some drives, or did you take her some
campus? Yeah, I spent a lot of time with her. Remarkable person. Yes, I know her pretty well.
A little bit about how you met her?
Well, she was here, and I'm trying to think, had another, I'm getting, so I'm really forgotten my life. But, had another connection all of a sudden, I can't remember what, with Bill Gilbreth. I knew her son, who went to Purdue.
Uh-huh.
And she's a remarkable person. You know, I think Dad was great to get someone like that, and Amelia here. I think that was a very positive thing for the university.
And they came about the same time, the same year.
Yeah. I don't know the same year, but the same period of years.
Do you recall Dorothy Stratton? Dorothy Stratton, who was the dean?
Yeah, I know her. I don't know why I'm feeling so blanky in my head about memories, but I guess when you get in your 90s, you get a little froggy up there. Should be. Didn't have a presence house when we came here. I don't think of the changes. I don't know why. They just came, and I don't remember just exactly when each of them happened. Was a major building at that time. They named it for Dad, which was nice.
Between 1939 and 1940, had the dedication.
Was that the day?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's when they did the College Widow. Remember they had the opening for the new Purdue Theater with College Widow.
Okay. I worked for General Electric Company, my first job, as a test engineer.
Where was that?
Well, initially I was in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Schenectady. And then I ended up switched to a Milwaukee company, at which a fraternity brother of mine worked and was head of their New York office. I was in Schenectady. I was introduced to the president of the company and offered a job there, and I worked in Milwaukee for Pressteel Tank for many years.
What was the name of that company?
Pressteel Tank Company.
Okay.
Made pressure vessels, cylinders for gases, like oxygen and so forth. And I, was involved in pressure vessels, which was kind of a mechanical engineering product, you might say.
What tell me a little bit about a little more about it. I'm not that familiar with them. What application was it?
Well, we would make cylinders. You know what our cylinders are for gases? Are you breathing cylinders? And you blow up your tires air receiver tanks with pressure vessels, and we made those type of things. Ingersoll Rand was a big producer of that type of thing. And
then, did you stay there for a while?
I was with Pressteel Tank Company. After I left General Electric, I stayed with Pressteel until I retired. In New York.
In New York.
In Milwaukee.
The headquarters were where? In Milwaukee or New York?
The initial headquarters were, I worked in the New York office. The headquarters were in Milwaukee. It was a Milwaukee company. That's really my major company I worked for. I should get my biography out from someplace else, because I can't even remember it myself anymore.
I know you've been pretty involved in the Alumni Association.
Kind of automatically, you know.
Oh, yes, I know. But I mean, do you have any offices particularly in the Alumni Association? Or in a regional, were you with the Alumni
Association? Well, I was president of the club in Chicago and New York, and probably in Florida. I've kind of forgotten now, but I got involved wherever Purdue was.
Uh-huh. And I noticed that, I recall that for your 50th reunion, you were the chairperson for the 1986, the chairperson of your class reunion.
Was I?
That was kind of, those 50 reunions are kind of, takes a lot of arranging and things of that sort to get those things together.
Well, just kind of came automatically. I don't remember specifically. I've just been active from beginning one. Everything involving Purdue, and I've always had season tickets to football and basketball and stuff like that. It just came to them. Traveled back.
Did any of your children
went to Princeton for...
He went to Purdue to get his PhD.
Yeah, but he went to Princeton undergraduate. Yeah. With son of
and he has a granddaughter. He has a grand... I think his...
Special interest in pretty girls. Well, I'm interested in sports and, you know, basketball particularly.
He's a member of the President's Council and a member of, he's a Buchanan Club member for the seating and member of the, let's see. What's the? He's not a goal. He's a on the top level of the John Purdue Club. I don't know what it's called.
Can you tell us what would you any big moment or moment that you recall in your life that you'd like to share with us? Sticks in your mind. You probably have a lot to choose from.
Sally.
This is kind of an archive thing, but I noticed a couple of years ago, you recall giving a talk at the Birchville School about the piece of stone that had been in the old Fowler Hall, and they found it in the drainage ditch, and they have discovered it, and they took it over to Birchville School, and I guess you would talk to the students about it. When Fowler was torn down, a lot of the pieces were sort of found in drainage ditch, and the school was sort of interested in it, and so they put it over there. And I recall reading that you had given a talk to some of the students over there about it.
About Fowler Hall? I mean,
no, about
maybe
this piece of stone that they found.
Well, I've forgotten that, to be honest.
But it was an interesting thing, and I know the children made a comment that, as the teacher has said, it's good to learn. You learn a lot of things from the past, and you would share that with them. So,
well, isn't that amazing? I can't remember that story.
Well, a couple of highlights for Ed the past year. He was honored by the Alumni Association as an outstanding director of an alumni club. He was the first recipient of that award. And then at the Mollenkopf, I don't know if he's talked to you about the Mollenkopf yet or not, but he started that golf tournament in Florida. And this past year, President Jiske awarded him the Griffin, which is the highest award you can get from Purdue. He got the Griffin Award. He has a little pin and a big plaque.
How about the Mollenkopf? I am interested. We would be interested in that. How did that come about? Was it started a long time ago?
Yes, and I'm
30. I think this is the 30th year for it. I think you started that one time. You had Bob Greasy and Mike Phipps, and
we used to have an annual dinner down in Florida.
You still do have it?
Yeah, that's where we got it started, though, really.
But it started
here at Purdue?
No, it started in Florida, but he had a group of former athletes come to play golf with Jack Mollenkopf.
Down in Florida,
and that's how it got started.
She's just watching the tape. She would have to turn it over to check. Okay. So this is the 30th anniversary. And then, is it still held just in Florida then? Oh, not anywhere else.
Well, this particular tournament we just have, that's an annual event.
Beach. It's a little bit north of Naples, but south of Fort Myers, and it's on just right off the interstate, right off of 75, you know.
A lot of people come from the north to play it.
It's usually held in February. Maybe second weekend in February. Used to be in January, but they changed it because the football staff was always busy until the end of that one period they have of recruiting.
She just was a remarkable person for Purdue. And who else?
Lillian Gilbreth.
Lillian Gilbreth also. And her son Bill was in school with me.
Oh.
Bill Gilbreth.
I was just going to ask you, did people ever treat you differently on campus because your father was the president? Did the fellow students ever treat you differently? Or?
I didn't think so. I mean, I didn't think about it, I don't think, because I don't think it affected my relationships with other people. And, you know, I had kind of a normal time, I think, and I had a happy time at Purdue.
And did you talk to them about the Fidels?
Well, it was important. Still is, really.
You still drop in?
Yeah.
That's good.
Sally's one of the favorites.
Well, I had the opportunity to alcohol-free. Celebration over there, but everyone that went said, what a difference, you know, it's the the house was in pretty good shape, and the boys seemed fine. And they probably still do their share of drinking over there, even though it's against the rules, but most of them do. But I don't think it's as blatant and as bad as it... They were, you know, it wasn't just the Vidals. Everybody had that problem a few years ago. I think they've gotten a little more responsible, and they take their parties out of the houses now. They go somewhere and rent a place.
Question, how has the village changed? I'm interested in what it was like when you were here in school. Were there as many stores, or what was it like to recall?
Well, obviously more, but it's still very much the same, I think.
Harry's chocolate shop was there. It's still there.
Did you walk back and forth to campus from home?
No, I drove. I mean, I lived at home most of the time. I was at the house part of the fraternity house, but I basically commuted from home. And, you know,
they had trolleys, didn't they? They have a trolley to come stay.
Yeah, but I didn't use that.
I think his dad walked to work a lot.
Yeah, dad. My father walked. Good bit of the time.
Well, I know there are some other people.
Seems like most of the houses are still where they were.
They've opened up the acres
now. There are a lot more.
Oh, there are, but I'm thinking the houses close to campus seem to be about...
You know, like the Sigma Chi houses where it's always been. Yeah. The Phi Gamma house and the...
Kappa Sig.
Kappa Sig and the...
Betas.
And the Phi Delta.
Phi Psi. My father's a Phi Psi. From Nebraska, where he was in college. And, I did both, but I would say, seems to me we used to have something once a week at the Union Building. I've kind of forgotten now, but...
Did they have a military ball?
Yeah, that was a big deal. Major deal.
And that was probably in the Union.
Yeah, that was Union Building.
And they used to have proms. They don't do that anymore. But
they don't?
No, they have house dances, you know, the fraternity. Sororities have an annual house dance every year, I think.
They don't have a junior prom anymore?
I don't think so. Do they? I mean,
I don't think so.
I just think it wasn't well attended, even when I was teaching in the 50s. Didn't seem that.
I've forgotten.
I think they still had the prom, but I don't think it was well attended at that time.
That was a big deal when I was in school.
Sure.
Prom school, oh, sure. Yeah.
It isn't anymore, huh?
I don't think they have.
I'm glad you got home, honey.
I think you're doing pretty well. You've got everything pretty well covered. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us about Purdue and anything in general for the researchers who will be able to utilize the material? That's what it's all about. People that are...
Well, I don't know. I've been here longer than most people, and seen a lot of changes, and it's amazing how it has not changed in so many ways.
In what ways has it not changed? Comment on that?
Well, I think we still have a good student relationship with faculty and athletics, and I think Purdue's done a good job in handling their athletic program. We've had some lucky to have the people we've had. Sally may have some comments. I just thinking.
Well, I work for the athletic department. I think they did it. You know, they've handled things very well, particularly. a good, I think they have a good program. I think both the men and the women have, you know, pretty good records in most of the sports now. And of course, their goal is to be in the top 25. University's goal to be in the top 10 academically, I know, but
they're working on it.
Uh-huh. 25 is probably more reasonable for athletics because there's an awful lot of competition out there, athletic-wise.
Well, years ago, there were sports for swimming. There weren't as many sports, but there were both for male and female. But now there were a lot more sports intercollegiate than there were maybe the time that you were.
There weren't any intercollegiate sports for women until 1975 is when we started women's intercollegiate athletics. Now there were intramural programs. And I worked for 6 years at the recreational gymnasium, and we had an extensive intramural program. We had extramural clubs, and they participated with other schools sometimes, but it wasn't on the level. There were no scholarships given or anything of that nature. And those clubs were the nucleus that formed the emerging sports, I guess, like soccer. You know, there was a soccer club, and there were
the club sports.
The club sports became varsity sports. They've sort of developed into varsity sports, and of course, the women's basketball intramural team or extramural team became the nucleus for the first women's basketball team and volleyball and those things.
When did that start?
1975 was when they first started having women's athletics, but there was a strong intramural program before that time.
And for basketball, then they had to you play the state, and then they had the tournaments. When you were, what position did you play in your basketball?
Believe it or not, center. I wasn't very tall.
Well, you were 6'4", weren't you?
Three.
But,
you know, I was not tall.
They're like almost 7 feet now, a lot of the centers.
Anything else you want to share with us? Or
I'll probably think of a lot after you leave. I've just kind of seen it have been in a blank ever since you've been here.
Have you interviewed anyone about women's athletics?
Osborne,
is he still
has a good friend, Jack Leslie, who is the governor's son, you know, the son of governor.
Oh, Jack would be a good
Jack would be a good person for you to speak
to.
Indianapolis.